Joining groups or clubs can be intimidating, awkward, or just plain uncomfortable. Before you dismiss this very direct way to connect, just do it and join the club. When I first moved to New York City, I was highly connected professionally, but my social life was non-existent. My friends back home in Florida kept trying to encourage me to join my college's Alumni Association club in New York, but I had a million excuses as to why I could not do this. Until one day, I ran out of excuses and joined up with them at a University of Florida Gator football watch party at a neighborhood bar. I knew no one, but I bravely put on my Gator gear and headed into the bar and sat down in the designated Gator area. No one talked to me for the entire game until the very end. This guy named Julian broke the ice and said hello. What started out as a friendly conversation turned into a friendship for life. And had it not been for Julian, I would have never ended up on the club's board of directors, which then led to a seat for me on the National Alumni Association board at the University of Florida. Since then, many of my friendships here in New York have been a result of joining the Gotham Gators Club. The pitch challenge today: venture out of your comfort zone and join a club or group. How do you begin? First, identify a few things you like to do. Maybe it's cooking, skiing, dancing, reading, or sailing. Then go join an activity or club that does the thing you love. You will then automatically meet people with a similar interest to you, and that's all you need to make a quick connection to someone new. Julian and I are nothing alike, but the one thing we have in common was we both attended the University of Florida and we both loved the Gators. That was all we needed to create a connection spark.